With Cap Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. California business groups are pushing a ballot measure that could severely limit the ability of state and local governments to raise taxes. But officials from Governor Gavin Newsom to mayors around the state are fighting against it, both on the ballot and in court. Cap Radio's politics reporter Nicole Nixon is here to explain. First off, Nicole, what exactly are business groups trying to accomplish with this ballot initiative?
Well, they want to make it harder to raise taxes, and they want voters to have a say on all tax increases. Now, there's already a pretty high bar for most new taxes in California. If the legislature wants to raise taxes, they need a two-thirds majority in both chambers, and that can be difficult even though Democrats hold a supermajority. And then, Steve, if your city or county wants to raise taxes, in most cases, that also requires a two-thirds vote from either the city council or the board of supervisors, and it requires voter approval.
Okay, well, how would this measure make it harder to raise taxes?
So this ballot measure is called the Taxpayer Protection and Government Accountability Act. It would add more steps to imposing new taxes. So in addition to the required two-thirds approval by state lawmakers, it would also make it so voters have to sign off on any new statewide taxes or tax increases, and it would raise the threshold for voter approval of local taxes.
So if this ballot measure passes, state and local governments could find it a lot harder to raise taxes to pay for services. And it's not too surprising that Governor Newsom and Democratic lawmakers oppose it because they want to be able to generate money to pay for those services. Mm-hmm. But why are they taking it all the way to the state Supreme Court and asking justices to pull it off next year's ballot?
Well, they argue that the changes proposed in the Taxpayer Protection Act are so sweeping that it's not a constitutional amendment, but a constitutional revision. Hmm. In court documents, lawyers for Newsom and the legislature argue that if it's approved, this measure would foundationally change the ability for government to provide those basic services. So they're asking the court to invalidate it and take it off the ballot.
What do supporters of this ballot measure say in response to the lawsuit filed by opponents?
Yeah, they're criticizing this attempt to remove it from next year's ballot as voter disenfranchisement. John Kupal is president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and a backer of this ballot measure.
To file a lawsuit to have it taken off the ballot entirely based on some sort of revision argument is extraordinarily weak and been done very rarely.
Kupal also points to Prop 13, which limited new property taxes and created that two-thirds requirement for new statewide taxes back in the 70s. And courts have repeatedly upheld Prop 13 as constitutional.
Nicole, what's next in the fight over this anti-tax ballot measure?
Well, first, the California Supreme Court will have to decide whether to even consider removing it from the ballot before the election next year. You know, the court may want to give voters a chance to weigh in before they consider this question about whether this is a constitutional amendment or a constitutional revision. And then, Steve, there's one more wrinkle in this saga, and that is that the legislature has also approved two other ballot questions to try to undermine this one.
How would it do that?
Well, one of them would make it easier to raise local taxes. That's in direct conflict to what the Taxpayer Protection Act is trying to do. And another would make it harder to raise taxes. And if that's making you scratch your head, let me put it this way. If a ballot measure is trying to require a two-thirds vote on new taxes, that ballot measure would also have to reach a two-thirds vote to pass, basically play by its own rules. And that is under a measure that lawmakers approved a couple months ago. It will also be on the November 2024 ballot.
Lots of taxation questions in the future for California voters. Cap Radio politics reporter Nicole Nixon, thank you.
Thank you.
You'll find more of Nicole's reporting at capradio.org.